بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the other day a friend of mine jokingly, we were talking about something and he said in Urdu, جب بڑے کھڑے ہوتے ہیں تو چھوٹوں کے ہاتھ پیر ٹھنڈے ہو جاتے ہیں. Which the literal translation is, when the great ones stand up, the little ones, their hands and feet become cold. Meaning that when those who are powerful and wealthy and rich and influential, when they stand up, those who are not powerful and not wealthy, they feel even smaller. Now, of course, like all proverbs in any language, when it's translated into some other language, it loses its cadence and loses its allure, but I guess the meaning is clear. The reason I'm mentioning this is because it led me to think, what is the basis of greatness? Who is a great person? Who is a big person, so to speak? Bada aadmi kaun hota hai? Aur chota kaun hota hai? And who is small? Who is big? Who is small? Because interpreting big and small in temporary terms has no meaning. And it's not real. One of the places we see this is graphically and rather pathetically in the Indian civil service, where we have civil service officers. There's one guy, I remember when I used to go to the KBR Park, Chiran Palace in Hyderabad for my evening walk. There was one police officer who used to come there, and his car had 3 stars, which means he was a DIG. He used to come for his walk, and along with him were always 3 people. There was one guy carrying an umbrella in case it rained, and believe me, he wasn't carrying it for himself. If it rained, that is not, even the guy carrying the umbrella would not be the one who was dry. Then there would be another guy carrying a flask. I always had this great desire to stop him and ask him what's in the flask. And there was a third guy who was what we call a gunman. So he was somebody carrying a submachine gun. He was carrying literally submachine gun, like a Sten gun. And these 3 guys would be walking behind this man, and this man would be leading them. And this was his evening constitution. Now, the same person, fast forward a couple of decades, when he retires, and I've seen many of them in my life, would be driving himself in a small car and going to the market to buy his own vegetables. And there would not be any gunman or whoever. If he retired at a senior enough level, then he would probably have, one gunman with him, paid for by taxpayers. But that's it, right? Now, so what happened to the greatness? What happened to all the show and pomp and splendor during his so-called civil service, which is neither civil nor service, disappeared? Because it came with the job, and the moment the job was over, the perquisites of the job also disappeared. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because, looking at it from the Islamic perspective, the real greatness or the lack of it depends on what happens in the Akhirah. Because this world is temporary, this life is temporary, this world will end, this life will end. What will remain is the akhirah. What will remain is what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if one were to give up what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exchange for what is in this world, then that would be an extremely stupid bargain. So therefore, it's a very good idea to assess ourselves and say, what is the level of my, within quotes, greatness? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, to accept all our amal, and just because we do something, it doesn't mean necessarily that Allah has accepted it. But inshallah, alhamdulillah, we rely on the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will not allow something to go to waste. He will not allow good deeds to go to waste. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran very clearly. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow the good deeds of a person, man or woman, to be wasted. And He will not allow the ajrul muhsinin to be wasted, the reward for the people who do ihsan, who do goodness. Allah will not allow that to be wasted. So Allah mentioned this, alhamdulillah. But the fact is that all of that depends on actually doing some good in the first place. Because if you do some good, it will not be wasted. But to get there, the good has to be done. So it's a very good idea to think about this from the context of the akhirah, because that is forever. That is what is lasting. That's not going to end. And ask ourselves that in the context of the akhirah, am I likely to be among those who are big and powerful and honored before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or am I likely to be in the opposite camp? And that depends on what I do with my life when I'm living. Now, in that context, we need to look at, number one, our aqidah. What do I believe? Do I believe in tawheed? Do I believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I believe in Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, that I worship only Allah and I ask help only from Allah? Do I believe that, or do I believe in seeking help from creatures, from those who are created beings, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and created beings? Do I seek help from people who are dead and gone? Do I seek help from other means? Meaning, do I commit shirk in any form whatsoever? The second thing is to see whether I fulfill the fara'id, whether I fulfill what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard on me, or vice versa, whether I don't. Third thing in that context is, what do I eat and what do I earn? Is it haram? Is it halal? Because that's another major issue that we have, right? So fulfilling of fara'id, eating haram and halal, and earning haram and halal. And the fourth one is, what are my dealings like? What is my treatment of people like? What are my mu'amilat like? How do I treat my family? How do I treat people who work for me? How do I treat people I work for? How do I treat my neighbors? How do I treat other people in wherever I live? Now, all of these together will constitute my amal, my deeds, when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if these are good, then alhamdulillah, I am good and powerful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is my charity? Right? I mean, again, I am in the ma'amilat, this is one of the big ones, which is, what do I do to help other people? So what is my charity like? And by charity, I don't mean the compulsory zakat, because that comes already. We mentioned that in the fara'id. That's part of the fara'id. So therefore, zakat is included in that. I'm talking about extra charity. So what is my extra charity like? This is something for us to think about and to keep in mind and ask ourselves to say, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, am I going to be counted among the people who are big or among the people who are small? Because that's where it actually matters. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, which will result in us being honored when we meet Him, and to save us from that which is displeasing to Him and can result in us being dishonored and punished when we meet Him. I ask Allah to protect us from all His punishment and to give us from His rewards. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.